G-I-V-E-N-D. You can't spell go S-E-N-T. Some spell go G-I-V-E. Some spell go P-R-A-Y. Friend, there's only one way you can spell go. That's G-O. And you've just got to go. You've just got to share your faith. Jesus said it pretty plain. He said, if you follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Do you think he might have been saying, if you're following, you're fishing? Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. I've been amazed at deacons in some churches that can show up on how you're going to vote on the color of the drapes for the fellowship hall, but they won't show up the next night to keep a soul out of hell. Isn't that a shame? A little boy brings home a report card. He's got an F in English and an F in spelling and an F in history, but he's got an A in deportment and citizenship. The father takes the report card and looks at the little boy and says, great son, looks like you're a neat, well-mannered, stupid kid. I think what I've discovered about Baptists is we're making A's in everything that doesn't matter. But friend, in the one thing that does matter, bringing people to Jesus, we kind of flunked out. Oh, my friend, as this message closes, let me say this, Pastor. Pastor, instead of sitting in your old office, reading a commentary written by a backslidden German theologian, why don't you get up out of that office and go put your arm around somebody and bring them to Jesus? There in Del City, Oklahoma, I average 30 homes a week personally visiting. And I remember Rick Braswell and I, a friend of mine, visiting one Saturday, 7 people saved in one home. And I'm telling you, after I got people saved on Sunday and saw people saved, when I came back to preach on Sunday, there was a new power in my preaching because God allowed me to see people saved the day before. Pastor, I challenge you not stay home and watch the golf tournament or the football games on Saturday. Go tell somebody how to be saved. And deacon, I want to tell you that your job, deacon, is not to approve the financial report. Your job is to be a soul winner. Charles Finney said, you're one of two things. You're either a soul winner or a backslider. You say, well, what if I do it in the flesh? Well, if somebody gets saved while you're witnessing in the flesh, God may let them go to heaven anyway. You just be obedient. You say, well, Brother Smith, I'll go if the Holy Spirit leads me. You can't go without the Holy Spirit. He promised it. He said, and as you go, the Great Commission, I will be with you even to the end of the world. If you want to guarantee companionship of the Holy Spirit, you go out soul winning. Oh, listen, friend. Let me say to the WMU, don't just talk about the dying masses in Pakistan or the poor folks in Brazil. WMU, I appreciate all the way you've made us aware of missions, but if you don't do missions a block from your church, you're hypocrites. I took some staff members of mine and some lay people of mine from Del City, Oklahoma, as I did a revival in a First Baptist church in the state of Alabama, and my soul-winning members went to an apartment complex, and all the people said, no, we can't go. That's First Baptist. My members said, but haven't you had a visit from that church? Oh, never, never, never. Some of them been there 10 years. Oh, but we've never. That's a First Baptist. We can't go there. My friend, if First Baptist keeps you from being evangelistic, change your name. We got to love people at the foot of the cross. Oh, but Brother Smith, I'm only one. What do you think I ought to do? How many of you, I want to see the raised hands. How many of you know who Edward Kimball is? Raise your hand. All right, about maybe 10 of you. Edward Kimball sold hats and shoes. He won a man to Christ by the name of D.L. Moody. D.L. Moody went to England and won a man to Christ by the name of Frederick Meyer. Frederick Meyer came to America and won a man to Christ by the name of J. Wilbur Chapman. J. Wilbur Chapman witnessed an old baseball player and he got saved. His name was Billy Sunday, the greatest evangelist of his day. Billy Sunday was preaching one night and Mordecai Ham walked the aisle to get saved. Mordecai Ham was preaching one night and a young, skinny farm boy by the name of Billy Graham walked the aisle to get saved. And now millions have been saved because of Billy Graham, but it went back to a salesman by the name of Edward Kimball. You never know what you do when you win one person to Jesus. I want our theme song to be that third line of Heber's great song from Greenland's Icy Mountain. You know what he says in that third stanza? Shall we whose souls are lighted with wisdom from on high, shall we to men benighted the lamp of life deny? Salvation, oh salvation, that joyful sound proclaim till earth's remotest nation has learned Messiah's name. Bless you.
Bailey Smith, you are welcome here anytime. And we're grateful for your message today. I'm going to ask you to do something now, Bailey, that it's a little unusual. And yes, I know what time it is. I know we're into the next class period. And my apologies for that. I knew it would run long today. But you know, we just once in a while need to do it, to appear before God. And I'm going to ask all our professors to be patient with me, because I want us to have a prayer of dedication today to ask that God will do exactly what we have been asking. Very gracious gift given to endow Bailey Smith Chair of Evangelism. And we want to pray, as has been said, that every dollar of that $1 million gift will result in 100 souls coming to know the Lord as Savior. See, it's easy for that to happen with the blessings of God, because all of us are going to be challenged again and again through that chair of evangelism to share our faith, just exactly like Bailey has challenged us today. And we'll do better at it as a result of that. And then through your ministry and through mine, hundreds of thousands of people can come to know Christ as Savior. So here's what I want us to do. Bailey, you go down here, please, in front of me. And I want you to kneel right here facing me. And Sandy, you and the boys, come and kneel right with him there, if you will. Come on, right now, just come right there, if you will. And then, let me get them there first. Brother Randy Bates, I want you to be on your way up here, if you will. Now, as they kneel right there, I want a number of you students just to come and kneel all around them. Student, faculty, just kneel all around the family here. Would you do that? Just come on. If God puts it on your heart to do it, kneel around them there. Reach out, touch one of them. And if you're close by, that's wonderful. Brother Randy Bates, his precious wife are here. They are. They serve as members of the Board of Trustees of the Bailey Smith Evangelistic Association. We're so infinitely grateful for all of these who could come today as trustees of that association. And as representative of them today, Brother Randy Bates is a precious soul winner himself. And if I were to tell you all Brother Randy does, many of you have already benefited from what he does in your life and in the life of your family. I'm going to ask Brother Randy to come and ask God's special blessings, not only on the Smiths, but upon this chair of evangelism, that through it, not only will we receive adequate training in evangelism, but we'll receive motivation to go out into the world and reach the lost. And I have just one brief word to say to you at the conclusion. Randy, you come and lead us, please.
May we pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to be here today. Lord, thank you for the sweet spirit that I feel that's in this building today. Thank you for this institution and what it stands for. Preaching the Word of God, teaching the Word of God, communicating. Thank you for the opportunity to live in America that we can function the way we have today, that we can talk and we can communicate about you, Lord, and that we can win souls. And thank for people like Dr. Smith, what he means to all of us. We pray specifically this chair will be used for the sole purpose of winning souls for Christ. No other person, no other people will get the praise. We give it all to you. We dedicate this chair to you, Lord. It will, all the souls, all the remedies, everything. We pray that the people that learns the teachings of Dr. Smith through this chair, that they will not compromise. They will preach the word, preach it 100% with no compromisation. Lord, we give you the praise and the glory for everything that happens today regarding this chair. Today, tomorrow, and the years to come. And we pray that millions will be led to Christ, that they will live in heaven versus burning in hell. Lord, again, thank you for Dr. Page, and thank you for what he means to us. We ask all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank
you. Just stand right where you are, please, everybody together. We are going to go to class, but the Smiths are going to be here at the front. If you want to just touch them and say a word to them on your way out, you can do that. All of you who have come with them today, as friends and members of the Billy Graham Association, if you're here, and of the Bailey Smith Association, if you're here. I want you to stay down kind of at the front here, because in just a minute we're going to take you on a brief tour of the campus prior to your lunch. You don't get to eat until you've seen some things. We want to show you especially our Drummond Center for Great Commission Studies and give you an idea of what's going on right there. And so if you all will just hang around down here, we'll have that campus tour for you real quickly. Thank you, Bailey, for a marvelous message. Thank you so much, Scarlett Morgan, for singing for us. She's a new MDiv student here this year, Miss North Carolina, 1990. I know some of you young men noticed that. And thank you, John Davis, for the fabulous presentation today, and all of you that worked with him. God bless you. We'll see you in class in 30 seconds. And those of you that don't have class, come by and say a word to Bailey Smith. You're dismissed.